Cause for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is one of the nation's leading health authorities. She's the nutrition and health expert for the NBC Today's show, columnist for Women's Day magazine, and author of 12 New York Times best-selling books. Here to show us how we can have our cheesecake and eat it too, author of the book From Junk Food to Joy Food. Welcome, Joy Bauer. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hello, Joy.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Oh, it's great having you on here. You know, so many diets on the market. We have so many authors. They make people eat like rabbits. And your book allows people to eat foods they love, like mac and cheese, pizza, cheesecake, even chocolate chip ice cream. Joy, how can these fattening foods help people lose weight?
Well, let me first say that the coolest part about this book is I sort of actually didn't write it, because all of the recipes that I healthify and I slim down actually came from real viewer challenges. So in other words, we have this ongoing segment series on the Today Show, and it's called From Junk Food to Joy Food, just like the book. Mm-hmm. And we have like thousands and thousands of people send me challenges to make over and to sort of healthify their most fattening favorite indulgences. So like when I flip through the book and I you know, look through the pages, I just have such an emotional connection to each of the recipes, because Boston cream pie came from Sue in Boston, and, you know, the buffalo wings came from a guy, Ken, in Texas. And if you could imagine mac and cheese, we got over 200 submissions.
Wow.
For me,
the ultimate comfort
really
food, yeah.
Pie. Yes.
Yeah. And give us an example of a popular dish and how you would turn that from junk food to joy food.
Okay, so let's see. What am I going to think about? Okay, so for example, cream of broccoli soup. This was a fun one for me to make over, because the person also not only did they want it slimmed down, but they wanted a non-dairy version of it, and which is kind of cool because Hoda on the show is lactose intolerant. Right. So what I did here, normally a bowl of creamy broccoli soup has cream and butter, and it's like super fattening and over the top, and it's also loaded with salt. So right. Here I took a whole bunch. I took 8 cups of broccoli florets, and you can use fresh or frozen, and I boiled it until they were nice and soft in a reduced sodium vegetable broth. Then I added canned cannellini beans, white beans. I rinsed it and I drained them, and I added them right into the pot. And then I took an immersion blender and I blended the whole thing up, so it was velvety and it was indulgent, and it really does taste just like the fattening creamy broccoli
wow.
soup. But it's low calorie, it's low sodium, it is also dairy-free, it's vegan, and it's
wow,
filled with flavor,
great.
And it has the fiber and the protein.
I see you use black beans in your fudge brownie recipe. Great healthy ingredient.
I do it.
How does that taste?
You would not be able to taste the black beans in there.
Wow.
You really wouldn't. And I test these things. You know, it's not just my test buds. Before I go to print, I always have, you know, first it's like I have 3 kids and my husband, and you know, they're the ultimate taste testers, because a lot of people think, oh, they're so subjective. But if you think about it, they're subjective in the reverse way, because
right.
they are so harsh. Family is the best, because they say it like it is, right?
Right.
And then after that, I test it with, you know, neighbors and people in the community. And if it tests really well, then I send the recipe out to a few hundred people throughout the country, just to make sure that I do get positive reviews. And on the black bean brownies, people flipped over them.
Wow,
you cannot taste the black beans in there. It's so funny. I keep saying you can't taste the brownies in there by mistake. But no.
Yeah.
You taste the brownies, not the black beans.
Yeah, that's great. I know your book shows people how to cut calories without compromising flavor. Folks, listen to this. Her Eggs Benedict's normally 1,000 calories. Joy brings it down to 377 calories. Cinnamon buns, 880 to 150 calories. French toast, 1,090 calories down to just 140. Do the ingredients you remove to make this happen really all keep the taste buds happy? I mean, that's such a drop.
It has to. Yes. No. It has to, because, listen, at the end of the day, you're only going to eat something a second time if it is, in fact, delicious. So these things have to be delicious. So I'm a little bit like a mad scientist in the kitchen. You know, I'm always experimenting. And I have to say, the first round does not always, you know, rate as a 5-star. So the answer to your question is, I promise you, you know, I am able to eventually figure out a way to maintain that same traditional delicious flavor, but for a whole lot less. And I love that you brought up the Eggs Benedict, because I was brave enough to debut that live with Matt Lauer as the taste tester a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
And he flipped out over it. He couldn't believe that in the hollandaise sauce, there were no egg yolks and there was no butter, but it really does taste the same. And what I wind up doing is, to give it that same sort of signature yellow pop of color, I puree a yellow bell pepper. And
right.
I do it in a way with, you know, Dijon mustard and a little lemon juice and the right seasonings and whatnot. And it just blends up so rich and so thick.
Can you hear my stomach grumbling when you're talking? I'm getting hungry.
Okay, next time we're going to do this in the studio, and I'm going to
yes,
talk with
I agree. No, I agree with that. Let me ask you, when I'm home and I have access to a kitchen, I'm fine because I really control what I eat. When I go out of town, I eat at a hotel or a restaurant, I always seem to gain weight. Are there any tips for us to maintain that joy food mentality when we're eating out?
Definitely. And I always tell people, it's not where you eat, it's what you eat. And as long as you make your needs heard and you really browse through that menu before impulsively ordering something, you can figure out something delicious in any type of restaurant. So for example, Mexican food. Instead of getting a stuffed burrito, or instead of getting like fried fish tacos, you go for the grilled fish tacos instead of the burrito. I would say get a burrito bowl so you can control exactly what you're putting in that bowl and what you're keeping out of the bowl. And also, fajitas tends to be a safe bet at any Mexican restaurant. And you just have to control, you know, pass on the sour cream, embrace the salsa, a little bit of guacamole, and stick with two of the corn tortillas or flour tortillas versus eating the whole stack that comes with the fajita filling. So that's Mexican, and that's relatively easy. When it comes to Italian, one of the easiest things that you could do, and my husband orders chicken parmesan, like I'm about to share with you, whenever we go out. Instead of getting the traditional fried chicken parmesan, you just order a chicken parm built on grilled chicken that's unbreaded and unfried. And then you get to enjoy, you know, what you're craving, but for a whole lot less. And these are just little tricks that anybody can do.
Yeah, that's great. One quick question I have. You've helped tens of thousands of people lose weight. I'm curious, is there like a common link that they've all used to achieve successful weight loss, a specific ingredient they avoided? Did they all exercise more? Did they count calories? Is there one specific link, or is it so different between people?
I think there are a lot of similar links, but the one standout to me is that out of all the people that I worked with that have like yo-yoed in the past,
right.
The reason that it stuck this one time, the reason that they were finally able to lose weight and sometimes like hundreds and hundreds of pounds and keep it off for good, is because they have learned how to forgive their slip-ups. So in other words, you know, they got rid of this all-or-nothing mentality. And it makes great sense because we're all human. It's inevitable that at some point we're going to have, you know, one too many slices of pizza or a rich pasta dinner, or we're going to get the real chicken parmesan that's fried. But
so don't beat yourself up. Just move forward and, you know.
Shake it off. Enjoy it. Savor every delicious bite, but then get right back on track afterwards. It's when you let that one slip up turn into a whole hog binge. And then, you know, I'm just going to start again, like, you know, January 1st in the new year. That's when you get yourself in trouble.
Great
but if you
advice
shake it off and you move forward, you're going to be just fine.
Great advice on that. Fantastic. Yeah, so don't beat yourself up. And like I said, people say, I made the slip up, I'll just continue slipping. So good information.
Sure. Anyone could do this. Anybody. You just have to believe in yourself and you have to forge forward.
Great stuff. Well, to get your copy of Joy Bauer's From Fast Food to Joy Food, visit Amazon.com or joybauer.com. 115 recipes for food that everyone loves without the guilt. Be sure to sign up for her free newsletter and follow her on Twitter at Joy Bauer. And for our daily tweets, follow us at Dr. David Friedman. More to come. Stay well.